KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today, Emily and I are talking with Hank Seaman from Humboldt County Public Works about the proposed McKay track. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning indeed. All righty. So, Hank, appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us today. I know you were on with Mike recently as well. This is a pretty exciting. This is a big swath of land, I guess currently owned by Green Diamond. How big of a piece of land are we talking? We were talking a little bit off air. This is a pretty good swath of land.
It is. We're talking about timberland located southeast of Eureka, and it's situated within the Rhine Creek watershed. Green Diamond owns 7,500 acres within that watershed, and their ownership's called the McKay Tract. And we're looking at a portion of that, which what's coming into a view is a first phase of acquisition that could range from 775 acres to over 1,400 acres. And, you know, it depends on the final appraisal, but it will most likely be around 1,000 acres.
Okay. And this would become a community forest, public land, right?
Correct.
And so obviously there's probably a lot of interest for this. You know, Humboldt County, very outdoor, active community. Has there been any objections to this thus far?
I haven't heard specific objections, mm-hmm. but I think there's definitely questions and concerns, and I think there's a lot of valid questions and concerns. And so tonight's public meeting at Winship at 6 o'clock is the first in several meetings over the next few months to give the public an opportunity to learn what's going on, learn how things are unfolding, and then provide input and, you know, bring issues to our attention that we can work together to address. And, you know, inherent within a community forest is community participation. And so, you know, we're taking that to heart and trying to build, you know, an organization and a management model that incorporates that.
Now, obviously, you know, here on Happy Trails, having a you know, a trail system throughout that forest would be very beneficial to many of our listeners. I assume that's something that you were looking at as well.
Trails are at the top of the list for the, you know, the services that we expect the community forest to provide. You know, the city of Arcata is kind of the shining example. They've been recognized nationally for their forest. You know, I think it's important not to take Arcata's forest for granted. They work really hard at managing that. They've been really thoughtful in how they've organized that. They've been very strategic, and they've definitely offered to assist us and you know, figuring out, you know, how to make it work. And so it's there's a lot of aspects to it. You know, in addition to public access and recreation, we're looking at a working forest where there would be sustainable timber harvest, as well as you know, watershed protection. So there's a lot of moving parts.
So I guess one of the, of course, big questions would be who is paying for this and how is this being paid for?
There are both federal and state funding programs to you know, conserve forest land. And so we've been working with a national conservation organization called the Trust for Public Land. They're really good at these large, complicated conservation projects, and they've identified both federal and state sources that will contribute funds to the acquisition. And so the county is responding to this opportunity, and you know, we need to develop a management plan that would allow the ongoing maintenance and management of the forest. And you know, we need to be a economically self-sustaining initiative. And so inherent in that is going to be a working forest with ongoing timber revenues.
With that said, what is the current condition of that forest?
You know, it's predominantly coastal redwood. Green Diamond acquired that property, I believe, in 1998, and they've done some harvest here and there. I would say the it's a mix of age stands, some younger, some older. The watershed itself has really shown a lot of recovery in the last several years in terms of water quality, in terms of habitat characteristics. So it's actually, in really good shape.
Now, you mentioned, different phases. This McKay Tract is bigger than what we're looking at for the community forest. I guess some might say, why not to just get it all?
I understand that aspiration. The reality is that that land has value, and working with Trust for Public Land, they identified what they thought was feasible in terms of raising funds for acquisition. And then the other side of the coin is, Green Diamond Resource Company, what their future plans are for their land and their operations. And so, they've expressed the desire to keep that land and to continue operating it. So, we're looking at about 1,000 acres for a community forest right at the urban interface, and then the land to the east will continue to be Green Diamonds. There is an effort by Trust for Public Land to also pursue funds for a conservation easement on the rest of their ownership. And that would mean that Green Diamond would continue to own and operate that land, but it would be retained in perpetuity as a working forest and would never be subdivided.
Is that something that they might agree to?
They have an agreement in principle.
Okay.
To pursue that, yes.
Okay. And so there is obviously, we're at the beginning end of this. There's a lot to be done before any of this happens. Where are we right now? What is happening now?
Right now, we are kicking off, I'm calling it an intensive planning effort over the next 4 to 5 to 6 months to really understand what does the community want, how can we make it work, what is it going to cost, and then we need to develop a basic management plan that identifies how the funding and the expenses are going to work, and then towards the end of this year, probably in October perhaps, the board of supervisors will be in a position to make a decision whether or not we feel like we can accept this property and operate it for the public.
I assume that looks good at this point with the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors?
They definitely see it as an opportunity, and we're working closely with City of Eureka. We're really partners in this initiative along with several other stakeholders, and I think what I'm hearing is that they really see this as a an investment for the future for families and quality of life as well as economic benefits. It's going to take some effort to get a good plan, but it's worth that effort for the potential benefits.
So for those not familiar with it, explain what area we're looking at.
We're looking at land. You can start at Redwood Acres, and it's the forest immediately outside the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And then it works its way south towards Cotton Ball Fields. And the eastern boundary will be Rhine Creek, the main creek in that watershed, and it goes further south past Winship and then down towards Ridgewood Heights. And I encourage people to look closely at the maps we have on our website to really see the specific boundaries that we're talking about, and it is going to take some effort to figure out what makes sense for access points and trail connectivity. If people look at the maps, they'll see that around the Cotton Ball Fields, for example, there's actually private property around the ball fields and then around Winship School as well. So we're going to have to work on where those access points are, and that's going to be one of the challenges over the next few months.
Obviously. And, you know, it's a beautiful area. There's no doubt about that. And a lot of people may have actually hiked in part of that without even knowing it, right by Redwood Acres. Generally, that road is open, and a lot of people have just walked in there with their dogs or just to hiked around in that area, not knowing really, you know, what it was. And that is definitely a piece of it.
Well, I need to make an important clarification.
Yes.
That road is Green Diamond's main logging road,
right?
And it goes along the east side of Ryan Creek, and that will not be part of the community forest.
Got it.
So the challenge for us is to identify and develop an equivalent trail network within the community forest boundary. And, you know, I want to add as well that I think part of the vision for this, you know, in subsequent phases is to consider connectivity further south.
Mm-hmm.
And Green Diamond is agreeable to provide a trail easement on a portion of their retained land south of the community forest that could eventually over time perhaps lead to a connection to the Headwaters Trail.
Wow, that would be fantastic.
In addition, there's a linear feature of their ownership that goes north of Myrtle Avenue towards Park Street in Myrtletown. And that was associated with the old railroad grade where they would bring logs to Eureka Slough. And so there's an opportunity over time to try to develop a trail that connects Myrtletown down to Redwood Acres.
All great plans. All great plans. Of course, time is one of those things we all have to deal with, unfortunately. Wish we could have these things by tomorrow, but not the case. But tonight at Winship Middle School, from 6 until 8, you've got a chance to hear about a little bit more about this. Put your public input in, if you'd like. Anything else about tonight's meeting, Hank?
There's going to be a presentation for the first half hour to really show the details of what we're talking about, and then opportunities for people to ask questions and comments, and you know, I think people can give us feedback. Is this something that the community wants? Is this a priority that we should work towards? And what does the public want this to be? And how can the community contribute and support it?
All right, so if you're interested, it's Winship Middle School tonight, 6 until 8. And Emily, there's some bike events that are coming up that folks need to know about real quick, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a heads up that we are heading towards May, and that is Bike Month in Humboldt. And so there's lots of events going on, including Bike to Work Days in Arcata and Eureka on the 9th and the 16th. But this weekend, there's actually three events happening. There's the kickoff event for Bike Month is the Humboldt Bike Film Shorts Night. So we'll have bike films, and it's also a fundraiser for the Alice Burney Bicycle Club, and that will be in Eureka at the Sewell Gallery, which is near 5th and F Street in Eureka, and that'll be from 6 to 9. And then there is a bicycle rodeo for kids and families at Jacoby Creek School out in Bayside on Saturday morning. So bring your families down, and it'll be a free event and bike tune-ups and helmets and instruction. And then there's also a Green Wheels is sponsoring a farm tour social ride on Sunday afternoon. That'll be from 1 to 3 and meeting at the plaza, and Green Wheels will be touring the Mad River Hospital farm and also the burgeoning Arcata Eco Hostel, so it'll be a farm tour by bike. But if there's also another family bike rodeo on Sunday, that same day, in the morning from 9 to noon, sponsored by the City of Arcata. So that will be on the plaza. So there's going to be two family bike rodeos this coming weekend. So the weather is nice, and getting your bikes dusted off from the garage or wherever, and plenty of opportunities to ride.
Absolutely. All righty. Emily, thank you. And Hank, thanks for getting us up to speed on the McKay track. And I want to encourage folks to head out to Winship middle school tonight from 6 until 8. Thank you both.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. And this conversation, as all conversations on Happy Trails, you will find podcasts shortly at iTunes and at KHUM.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you till we meet.